Turn with me, if you would, this evening to Genesis chapter 32. Genesis chapter 32 and verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. We have preached on Jacob at Penuel before in the congregation. But we're going through some of the major events that take place through the Old Testament, and surely one of the greatest of these events is when Jacob is at Penuel and he wrestles in the middle of the night with the angel of the Lord. What an account this is that's given to us. Jacob is fearful of Esau. Esau, from whom he took the birthright, it was Jacob's by virtue of the Lord's word, but yet he took that, and in so doing he stirred up the anger of Esau, his brother. Jacob has been now away for a number of years, and he's coming back from the house of Laban. He's had many troubles and trials down in the house of Laban. But now, as he makes his way back, he now has to confront Esau. He doesn't know what reception he will have from his brother. It's most likely that his brother, who's coming to him with 400 men, will seek to slay him. Now, Jacob divides his family into two at this point in time. His thinking is that, well, if one part of the family is destroyed, at least the other half will escape. And you might think to yourself, well, there's something of unbelief there. But I don't believe that is the case. He also sends out presents to Esau. He sends presents ahead to Esau. And I think we saw before how, after this, when Esau receives the presents, Esau says, I don't need the present. I've got enough. I have enough. And the Hebrew word that's used there is, I've got plenty to see me through. And then Jacob says, you take it because I have enough. And the Hebrew word there, although it's translated the same way, it really means I have everything. Because Jacob has everything because he has the Lord. When he divides his family and sends the presents to Esau, he is just being practical. The word says that we are to pray, but we are also to watch and pray. We're not to tempt the Lord our God. We're not to say, well, I'll just trust in the Lord and I'll do nothing myself. We must, as we pray, do everything ourselves that is practical, that is wise. Remember how the Lord was up on the pinnacle of the temple, and the devil says, cast yourself off the temple, because the Lord has said his angels will take care of you. And the Lord said, that's true, that the angels will take care of him and will uphold him. But he says, you won't, do not tempt the Lord thy God. So he wouldn't cast himself off because he would be tempting the Lord. Here, Jacob divides his family, sends the presents out to Esau. He does everything himself that he can possibly do. And having divided his family, he now goes in alone into this place, which is Penuel. And he's on his own. And it's it's at this time that the angel of the Lord comes and he wrestles with Jacob in the middle of the night. He comes and one gets a hold of him and he wrestles with him. God came, it says, and when he saw, and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. You see that in verse 24. A man came and wrestled with him. Now who is the man that comes and wrestles with him? Well, Jacob later on, he reveals to us that it is God. He knows who it is that is there. And indeed, that's why he won't let him go. He knows that here is one who can give him a blessing. Here is the one. Others may speak about the blessing. Jacob's father may bestow the blessing. But there's one alone who can give the blessing. We mentioned that, I think, last week. There's one alone who can give the blessing. You may come to church and the church can talk about the blessing, can direct you to the blessing. But it's only the Lord himself who can actually give the blessing. That's why it's so important for us that what happens here with Jacob is not just given for Jacob as an individual. He is an individual in Peniel, but it's given to the whole church to wrestle for the blessing from the Lord. Have you ever sought a blessing from the Lord? Perhaps that first blessing of salvation? Have you ever wrestled for it? Have you ever been awake during the night and seeking some blessing from the Lord, and you spent the night wrestling with the Lord for the blessing, knowing that he alone is able to give that blessing? Well, Jacob, here we discovered that it's the Lord that comes and wrestles with Jacob, not Satan. It's not the devil. He doesn't come in the middle of the night and discover down in Peniel that it's the devil that comes and wrestles with him. It's the Lord that comes and wrestles with him. You see, all that is transpiring in Jacob's life has all to do with the Lord. It's all to do with the Lord. Whatever is transpiring in your life is to do with the Lord. Now, the Lord will come and give trials and give difficulties to Jacob. Before Jacob, there is Esau. Esau's coming, and Esau, what's his brother going to do? The Lord will bring these things across the life of the Lord's people for two reasons. First of all, for chastisement. He will bring troubles and trials your way in order to chastise you for your sin. If you rebel and if you walk away, then he will bring these things and he will use chastisement, the rod, to bring you back to himself. But there's a second reason why he will bring these things, and that is that he will test your faith. What kind of faith do you really have? What kind of faith do you have this evening? Is that faith that is tested? Jacob is being tested here. And in the middle of the night, the Lord comes and he wrestles with him. And you know, what's true of Jacob is true of every believer. We must all wrestle with God in all our trials. The daily trials that we have, we must wrestle with the Lord. We must bring them to the Lord and we must wrestle. We must wrestle. What's true of Jacob is true of every believer. You must go down into Peniel, and in the daily troubles, the daily trials, you must wrestle. God will either chastise you, or God will test your faith. And Jacob's faith is being tested here. And who can stand before this man? Who can stand before the man that Jacob is confronted with in the middle of the night, Peniel? You look, as he wrestles, all he does is touch his thigh and it's out of joint. who's able to wrestle with the Lord? We have here the Lord of glory, the Christ himself coming. You know who comes in our nature. You know who it is that God is manifest in the flesh. Before this, last week we saw how Jacob was surrounded by ministering angels. Now he meets the angel of the covenant. He's not going to ask simply an angel for a blessing. He's not going to come and ask him. He's now going to wrestle in the middle of the night with one who is a man, coming as a man. And who can stand the force of this man when he comes to Jacob in the middle of the night and he lays a hold of him? And Jacob lays hold of him. And you know, no one can stand before this man unless the very one who gives the challenge also gives the power to overcome that challenge. Jacob can only overcome because he's been given power to overcome by the one he's wrestling with. The one who comes and he challenges, the one who comes and challenges him to the contest is the one who gives him the strength to prevail. You think of who it is that he's wrestling with here. Jacob would never prevail. You would never prevail. The Lord sends him these trials in his life. And it's almost as though before he gets into the promised land, he's saying to Jacob, you know, this is the way it's going to be from now on. You think you come back down to the promised land and you think your troubles are over. From now on, you will have as many trials and tribulations. But look, here is the one who comes in the middle of the night and challenges him. And the one who challenges him gives him the power to prevail. Gives him the power to go on and the strength to fight. And look at how he gives him more strength to fight than he does against him. The Lord comes, and this man comes in the middle of the night and wrestles with Jacob. And could overcome Jacob just like that. He could just in the presence of this man just needs to say the word and Jacob would be on the ground. But the Lord comes with such force to wrestle with him that is restrained. He restrains the power that he exerts against Jacob. And at the same time, he gives Jacob more power than he's exerting against him so that Jacob is able to prevail. And that Jacob is encouraged. Have you ever known anything of the power of grace, the grace of God in your life? That God has enabled you to overcome even all the trials of this world. The trials that come, and they're coming at the hands of, and given to you at the hands, as we often say, of Benjamin, isn't brought back because of the cup put in his sack. He's brought back to Egypt by a loving brother. It's the loving brother that's put it there. The cup that you have, the affliction that you may have, the troubles and trials that you have are given to you by a loving brother. But he comes to you and he strengthens you. And he gives you greater strength to overcome. Yes, these things may cause a terror to you. Yes, these things may be like Jacob down here in the dark of the night. Remember in the psalm that we sung, the terrors of the night. Isn't it in the night time that the terrors come, isn't it? It's the night time when it's dark. There he is on his own. Nobody else with him. It's dark. It's miserable. He's thinking of Esau coming before him. And now the Lord comes. And he wrestles with him. And there came a man and he wrestled with him. Until the breaking of the day. But yet, Jacob has the victory. Jacob has the victory. And he... And Jacob was left, and when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. The angel just touched the hollow of his thigh, and he was wounded. You see, this is not just an imaginary thing. This is a real wrestling match that Jacob is in. It's a spiritual one. We're going to see it's a spiritual wrestling, but it's a real wrestling. And the Lord touched the hollow of his thigh, because in the midst of his wrestling, Jacob is going to be wounded. Jacob is going to be shown. Jacob, when you are weak, then you'll prevail. When you're weak, it's then that you'll have the victory. Jacob's not going to leave here being proud, is he? He's not going to leave here being puffed up in his own strength. God is going to show him in the midst of this wrestling, when I am weak, then am I strong. The Christian often has to learn that, doesn't he? The Christian has to learn that it's not in his own strength that he prevails with the Lord. It's not in his own strength that he has the victory. It's in the strength of the Lord his God. That's where we get the victory. It's through weakness. And how was it that Jacob prevailed in the midst of it? Well, when you go to Hosea chapter 12, the prophet there tells us exactly how it is that Jacob wrestled. Jacob wrestled with the Lord. In chapter 12, Ephraim feedeth on wind and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation, and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians. And oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to the doings will he recompense. He's talking about the nation afterwards. And like we said, he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. By his strength he had power with God. What was that strength? Well, he says, yea, he had power over the angel, and prevailed. He wept, and he made supplication unto him, and he found him in Bethel. He wept, and he made supplication. That's how Jacob prevailed at Penuel. That's how he had power with God. He wept, and he prayed. My friend, what do you think Jacob could have a wrestling match with this angel, and a physical wrestling match, and never win? You can do that. Jacob, when he was down in Penuel in the middle of the night, this is how he prevailed. By weeping and tears and prayer, and wrestling with the Lord. You know, we often, and I often say this, we often say that what the church needs is to do this, do that, and do the other. Do you know sometimes what, do you know what I think the church needs? Is to have this power that Jacob had with the angel, where in the middle of the night he wept and he prayed. He wept and he prayed, and he had power with God. My friend, maybe that's what you need in your life. Maybe that's what I need in my life. Maybe there is something perhaps that's in front of us, something that's perhaps a barrier to us, something that's a stumbling block to us. What you need to do is get down and pray to the Lord. Wrestle with the Lord in prayer, weeping with tears. Perhaps you're a Christian and there's something in your life, there's something that you have to confront. Where do you go? You go with Jacob down into Penuel. And you wrestle with tears and with supplications. And there, Jacob had power with God. And you know, the angel himself, I think, commends that perseverance. The perseverance that Jacob has. He said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou wilt bless me." He's wounded. His thigh is now out of joint. It's likely he never felt the pain. Most commentators, and John Calvin himself said that it was as if there was no pain there, but it was there. It was. But Jacob stood his ground. Jacob stood his ground. The Lord says to him, "It's the breaking of the day. I will go." And Jacob lays hold of him again. "I won't let you go, except thou wilt bless." Jacob knows who he's wrestling with, doesn't he now? If you had any doubts before as to perhaps Jacob not knowing who it is that he's wrestling with, these words tell you. These words tell you that Jacob knows. Ah, you see, what are we told here? Well, you may groan under the burden of what Providence may bring your way. You may have a burden like Jacob had the burden. But my friend, don't faint under the weight of it. Lay hold upon the Lord and say, "I will not let you go, even though the day is breaking. And I have my duties to go back to my family, to those who are this side of the river, those who are facing Esau coming. I have all these duties laid to my hand as the day is breaking. But until I receive the blessing, I will not let you go. I won't let you go." Jacob stood his ground. Even when it appears that the Lord was being harsh on him. Even when it appears that the Lord was speaking to him, had touched the hollow of his thigh. "It's now the daybreak, let us go." It would at least appear that perhaps the Lord was speaking in a way that was harsh to him. Reminds you of the words to the woman, isn't it? The Gentile woman who came and sought the blessing for her daughter. The Lord spoke to her in a way that would appear very harsh. But she still never let him go. She says, "The dogs feed from the crumbs that will fall from the master's table." She wouldn't go away until the Lord blessed her. Jacob stands his ground and he says, I will not let you go. "What is thy name? What is thy name?" he says. "Tell me, I pray thee." He says, "What is thy name?" And he says, he said, "Jacob." Do you not think the Lord knew exactly who he was wrestling with? Do you think the Lord was ignorant of the one that he was in combat with? Not at all. He knew exactly who Jacob is. He knew Jacob's mind. He knew Jacob's problems. He knew the very last detail of what was coming. Esau was on the way. The Lord knew exactly who it is that he was wrestling with. And my friend, when you go into the quietness of your own home and you wrestle with the Lord, remember this: he knows more about you than you ever know about him. He knows your beginning from the end. And he knows every trouble and trial and tribulation. He knows what's round the corner tomorrow. No wonder the Lord is able to say, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Leave it to the Lord, because he knows. My name is Jacob. And he says, your name will no longer be Jacob. You will now be called Israel. You will now be called Israel. For a prince has thou power with God and with men, and thou hast prevailed. Jacob wasn't just given the name Israel. He's prevailed with God, and therefore when he leaves Penuel, he will prevail with men. It doesn't matter what Jacob will now have to face. He is a prince with God. And my friend, if you're a prince with God, then why fear what man can do to you? Jacob had prevailed in Penuel, and he had received a blessing. Because it wasn't just the name, it's all that went along with that name. When the Lord gives you Christ, he gives you everything that's associated with that name. Salvation, justification, adoption, sanctification. Every blessing that you need. He just doesn't give you a name. He just doesn't give you a saviour. He gives every blessing that's associated with it. And when he says to Israel, to Jacob, you will no longer be called Jacob, supplanter. You will now be called Israel, people of God. You've prevailed with God. You are a prince with God. And if you prevail with God, then you'll prevail with man. If you have received the blessings of the gospel, then what can man do to you? What can providence do to you? We thought of that, did we not, when we thought about John the Baptist being beheaded. Oh yes, he was separated from this life. He was separated, his head was separated from his torso. His life was taken out of this world. But neither life nor death, nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, will ever separate John the Baptist from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Jacob would prevail not only with God, but he would now prevail with man. Who are you? Says Jacob. He says, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Jacob knew who he was wrestling with. But just like many of the patriarchs, or the patriarchs and the saints of the Old Testament, they wanted to know more about God and about the Saviour. And he wanted to know more about the one with whom he wrestled. They were looking for that. Manoah asked to see the glory and the name of the Lord. But God says to Jacob here, you'll not know my name. You won't know that. It's not for you at this time to see and to know these things. There will come a time when His name will be manifested and seen. And I will reveal my name. Even Moses, when he saw God, as it were, face to face. But he only saw His back parts. Jacob wants to know his name, and he doesn't know his name until apparently he comes to his deathbed. And he's able to say there that the scepter shall not depart from Jacob until Shiloh come. He's revealed the name Shiloh. Here he isn't told the name of who it is. My friend, what a glorious, wonderful privilege we have this evening. When Jacob says and asks, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Wherefore is it that thou dost ask of my name?" He never got the answer to that. But we have the answer to that, don't we? God has revealed Himself in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ. The very one and the very name that Jacob sought as he wrestled there is revealed to us in the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter speaks about that, doesn't he, when he says, "It was revealed unto the apostles, those things that even the angels desire to look into. Who is the Messiah? What is His name? Who is the one that will reveal God?" Well, he says, God has now revealed by His Son, Jesus Christ. Ah, what a blessing it is when we come and we behold what Jacob there sought. "What is thy name?" Later on we're told, "Thou shalt call His name Jesus, because He shall save His people from their sins." And you know, Jacob would never forget the blessing that he received at Peniel. Look at what it says here. Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for I have seen God face to face. The word Peniel means face to face. The face of God. That's where Jacob saw the face of God. What a wonderful thing it was that Jacob saw the face of God as he wrestled with the angel of the covenant. Have you seen the face of God? Have you seen the glory of God in the face of His Son, Jesus Christ? He had such distant views of God. As he left Peniel, he would remember, there's the face of God in the middle of the night, where Jacob met with God face to face. And you know, I've often said it, haven't we? When he leaves Peniel, that dark place, the place he went into when he was in trouble, fearing Esau, now he gets up in the morning, and we are told the sun was rising upon him. What a difference. And he halted, because he's limping. He has the mark of God upon him. He's wrestled with God, and it would have His mark upon him the rest of his days. Jacob limped the rest of his days. He had the mark that he had been with God. And my friend, if you have ever wrestled with the Lord. And what we have here is not just an individual thing, but not just Jacob as an individual, but it's talking, as we said at the beginning, about the church. Every Christian, in all your trials, in all that you go through, wrestle with the Lord. Bring it before Him even in the middle of the night. Whatever it is that's a burden upon your soul, bring it to the Lord and wrestle by prayer and by weeping. And you know, when you do that, it has its mark upon you. It leaves its mark the way it left its mark. Not physically. Left it with Jacob physically. But if you spend the night and the time in prayer, it'll leave its mark upon you spiritually. It'll have its mark upon you for the rest of your days. Do you know? The Apostle Paul, on the road to Damascus, came face to face with God. He came face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, just as Jacob did. Saul was cast down into the ground. And they had to lift him up, and they took him away, and there he was for 3 days in darkness, scales in his eyes. And you know what was said of him? Behold, he prayeth. He's wrestling. Do you think Paul had never prayed before? Of course he had. He was a Pharisee. Of course he had prayed. But he never prayed the way he prayed now in these 3 days. He's now wrestling with the angel of the covenant. And at the end of the 3 days, the scales fall from off his eyes. And he beholds the daylight. He beholds the glory of the Lord. The way Jacob beheld the glory of the Lord as he left Penuel. And you know, Jacob was worried all about Esau. How would Esau react when he sees Jacob? He's got all these worries, all these burdens, and he comes in the middle of the night and he wrestles with the angel of the Lord and he prevails with God. And God says, you'll prevail with man. Jacob leaves there, halting upon his thigh. And when he meets Esau, God has been there before him. When he meets Esau, the heart of Esau is in the hand of his Lord. And there he goes out, going out with his family. There he is coming to see Esau. He goes forward, and Esau comes and embraces him like a brother. My friend, how it must have struck Jacob that what I cannot do and what's worried me, what has been a burden to me and what I could never do, the Lord is able to do it for me. The Lord is able to change the heart of Esau. Jacob was victorious in Penuel. And the Lord blessed him. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will bless me when we go into Penuel and wrestle with the angel of the Lord with prayers and with tears. Let us pray. most gracious and ever blessed Lord. We praise thy name that Jacob saw the face of God. And we bless thee this evening that we see the glory of God in the face of his Son, Jesus Christ. We bless thee that we have a great high priest who knows what it is to be tempted on all points like as we are, yet without sin. Bless us as we leave this place. Teach us, we pray thee, how to pray as we ought. Show us the glory of our Lord. And may we fear the face of no man, because we have power with God. Bless us now and undertake for us in the rest of the week, and pardon us all our sins, for Jesus' sake. Amen.